for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. This is the 2016 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday afternoon, December the 30th, 2016, Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the afternoon teaching on rejection. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
And delivering those children. Like Carla said, she knows what she knows now. Carla Utah, she said, well, I would have delivered my children as soon as I delivered them. Yeah. Maybe not bonding with mother and father. So if something happens to a child's sick or something, maybe staying in the hospital and not having that time with the mother, especially the father. Months in the hospital, there's and they don't bond like they're supposed to. The rejection can come in. Now the heritage, the source of rejection is the enemy. He's the father of rejection. He came in with Adam and Eve when they believed his lie. There was no rejection. They weren't rejected. They were fully accepted. Each other and the Lord. In accepting Satan's suggestion to eat the forbidden fruit, Adam and Eve rejected God. What they did, that's it. Rejected judgment because they rejected God and they rejected His Word. Then rejection came into the earth. What a price. They were being covetous of what the serpent hinted at and rebellious by overstepping the only restriction God had made. As a result, they were rejected by God. They were cursed and forced to leave the garden. There was pain in childbirth, subjection to man, for the woman. God cursed the ground. He told Adam he would eat bread by the sweat of his brow. You're going to have to work now, son. Work hard. God no longer communicated with them as he had earlier because he used to come and walk in the cool of the garden and meet with them face to face like he did. He said he did with Moses too. Adam and Eve committed what is generally called the original sin, and all children born to them have inherited sin as a spiritual gene. And this original sin is now turned into a hereditary sin. The whole human race is sinful. We know that. Now look what Cain inherited. He got it from them. Amen. Now see, God gave him a plan. He gave him the deal. He said, do it this way. And they decided they're going to do it their way. Cain's way was to go to God his way instead of God's way. He was the first legalist. Okay? First murderer. First legalist. Okay? But he received that. Who did he inherit that from? Adam and Eve. He was rebellious. He was argumentative. He was disobedient. He did not offer an appropriate sacrifice. He rejected God, and God rejected Cain. The Bible says in 1 John 3:12 that he belonged to the evil one. So any consideration of how Satan is able to manipulate humanity into feeling rejected must begin with Cain. While both Cain and Abel were born into hereditary rejection, it was Cain who appeared to be the most effective. And listen, both of them were born with it. Now, we know there's generational sin. And we know there's generational inequity. But you know, sometimes it can be in a bloodline, and even though everybody inherits it, some people choose to obey God, and you don't see it manifest in their lives. Without being dealt with, it'll go on with their children. Or get them when they get weak. You hear me? You ever see old people that serve the Lord all their lives and all of a sudden they're 70 years old and now they're cussing people? 80 years old? Or 90? Or whatever age? Well, it's because they never got delivered. They loved the Lord and they had chosen to obey God, so they were dominating their flesh and dominating the enemy and yet never delivered. So when the day comes, some of these things we're calling dimension, they're no more than, they're less than demons. And their flesh is now weak and they don't have the ability to fight those demons off. So now the demons take control and do that with their mouths. You know, God loved Cain. He said he reasoned with Cain to encourage him to make the right choice. The Lord said to him, if you do what is right, will you not be accepted? He got a second chance, but he rejected it. Murder came in. God placed a curse on Cain. Cain self-pity, he accused God of overreacting. Fear of rejection. He said, am I my brother's keeper? So fear of rejection, victimization, death, and abandonment came in. Cain came and said, people are going to see me and kill me. God placed a mark on him. Nobody knows what that mark is. Sure. But you know, Cain was a vagabond. That means he wandered from place to place to place. So that rejection. If you're not accepted, you can't be accepted. If you don't feel accepted, you don't feel accepted by God because you're operating rejection, you'll never have a place where you feel like you can sit down and call home. Never. Anywhere. And I don't care if you, but if you even live somewhere for an amount of time, you would never feel at home there because of rejection. Ultimately, when you've gotten healed and you're right with God and you've dealt with these things and you get those out, it doesn't matter where you are, you're with God. So you're at home. Amen? But you're not compelled and driven. Do you ever see people? They move every 6 months. Mm-hmm. Can't stay in one place. They move every 6 months. They go to this job. They go to this. Can't do. Listen, if God picks you up every 6 months and sends you somewhere, so be it. If God moves you from job to job because He wants to plant you in places and do something with you, so be it. But if it's the devil driving you, let's stop it. Amen? When our forefathers were disobedient, they incurred a curse. It continues to pass on as a curse of rejection upon the heads of the children to the third and fourth generation, as stated in Exodus 25. I'm going to go and quote that. I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me. If God said, if you love me, you obey my commandments. So what does He mean when He says of those that hate me? It means disobedience. Now listen, it's not legalism. You just have to purpose in your heart. I want to obey you, God. And then be honest and say, I can't do it without you. That's why the Holy Spirit's been given. To give us power over the power of the enemy. To be obedient and to be a witness here on the earth. Amen? But let me, I'm going to tell you something. We're a poor witness if we're doing sinful things within our witness. Amen? You want power? Just behave. It's that simple. Even things like cigarettes, I can get no one for that. Listen, you know, Lord, we're still fighting that food off. Okay? Alright? But we want to be the best we can be in the Lord. Amen? So there's lots of things that maybe we do that aren't going to send us to hell, but they're going to get us to heaven faster. And they're a poor witness. So if I've got something besetting like that, then I need to go to the Lord and say, Lord, would you help me? And I need to be actively fighting the enemy. Amen? Until deliverance is established. Okay? No matter what it is. No matter what it is. Let's actively oppose the enemy until we're walking in victory. Amen? When those that come for prayer review the symptoms of their ancestors, many find that their mothers or fathers, grandparents or aunts and uncles reflect the symptoms of having a curse of rejection as well. There's some more scenarios that lead to rejection. One or both parents did not want to conceive. The parents weren't married. The mother could be very young and ill prepared to be a mother. They could have been conceived. Listen, I said that as a bastard. And listen, I'm going to tell you something. You can have lust in your bed, in your wedding bed. Okay? There can be lust there, not purity, not holiness in the Lord, but lust. And it affects your children. There's sexual abuse, there's rape, there's incest. What about if your father was there but never there? So he might have even been there, but did he ever affirm you? Did he ever love you? Could you go to him with your problems, with your issues, and just say, hi, Daddy, and spend time together? Was he there or was he not there? Lots of anger in the home can create that. The anger of rejection. I told you, a healed heart doesn't have to defend itself. Okay? That anger, you blow up because somebody doesn't agree with you, it's because you're rejected. And your heart's not healed and your identity's misplaced. Father and mother that travels and is away. Baby not held or loved adequately by either or both parents. Illnesses of the mother during infancy or hospitalization. Insecurity of the mother in coping with motherhood. Physical abuse. Medical disorders that cause feeding problems. You believe the lies that others tell you. Are you a striver? Are you trying to perform to please God? To the time to perform, listen, it's one thing to do the works of God. It's one thing to want to do right. It's another thing to think that those things make you His. Those things don't make you His. Belief makes you His. You do those things because you're grateful. You're not trying to earn your keep. Okay? You do them because of a grateful heart. If you were never affirmed, or perhaps every time, the only time your affirmation came, they said, this is the value I have for you. So, this I was speaking with the girls the other day, and we're talking about, we tell the little girls, you're so pretty, and we need to tell the girls they're pretty. And we need to tell them, you're a handsome young man, you're valuable. But we have to take that beyond that. And beyond, you're a good football player. And beyond, you're a great piano player. And beyond, you're a good this. And you're a good that. I'm so proud of you too. You are valuable. Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. You know, we need to set and teach our children. You need to know, you know, that your value is not because of what you do, but whose you are. And who died for you?
Amen.
If you didn't get that, and the only affirmation you got was when you were doing something good, and when you did something, listen, there's nothing, we need godly correction, right? But now hear me. When a child is corrected, they need to then be affirmed and restored. Okay? So you were valuable, you did this wrong, here's the correction, and then, I love you, you're so valuable. And if you didn't get that, you never settled in time. You're still trying to strive. And you don't just know that your daddy loves you. You can have a withdrawn personality from it. There can be agony within. You can display a facade. Everything's fine. You can't love your spouse. You might feel like you don't know who you are. You can feel abandoned and depressed. You can be insecure. Have self-hatred. Believe you're a failure. Question your identity. You might be promiscuous. The girls that didn't receive their father's love, they're bouncing from man to man, looking for love from some man. And they're doing it in a sexual way and receiving more destruction and more rejection because it's a rejection cycle. Listen, when you carry the badge of rejection and the victim on you, you could go someplace and be doing well in a job and they're giving you the attaboys or attagirls and you're doing well and all of that is fine and it's all well, and the first time somebody has to correct you or it doesn't go perfect, you bail out and quit. They're not right to think they're treating me wrong. And it'll happen everywhere you go. Because the enemy will raise up somebody to reject you. And I'm going to tell you something, church. Somebody that wouldn't normally reject you will reject you if that's in you. Because the enemy's going to work the cycle to destroy your life. You have trouble accepting love. You've got internal hurt and pain. A low self-image. Self-condemning. You could be feeling inferior. Starved for love. You could feel unworthy. You might be approval-seeking, needing somebody to say, everywhere he goes, he's looking for somebody to say, good job. Now, how many know we're supposed to encourage one another? I'm supposed to encourage you, you're supposed to encourage me. But the truth is, I can't have my life to where I can't function without your affirmation. That's called codependency. I have to, listen, we are interdependent people. That means, even as the body of Christ, we're interdependent. We do need one another. We can't live on an island and function and prosper and be whole. But I can't have so much of my identity wrapped up in you that I can't even function if you don't do well by me. Hear that. Some of us need to break some codependency. Trouble having lasting relationships. So, we inherit things, but I'm going to tell you something. Over and over again, we find you come up here for prayer, and we're going to always take you back to your father and your mother. It's where the root of your own emotional hurts come from. Every time. Even if you had good ones. How many know the best of parents are just broke people? The best are broke. The best are broke. So I want to see if I've got any where I'm looking at. I'm going to go back as we proceed here in the next 20 minutes until that bell rings. Talk about Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and how they relate. And how our earthly father, our mother, and our siblings relate to our relationship with the Lord. The Lord is one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. But He is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Okay? One. Plurality of one. Elohim. Okay? The Father is the Father. Holy Spirit is Holy Spirit. Each member of the Godhead has his own characteristics. Okay? In a nutshell, your earthly father is your pattern for the heavenly father on the earth. It's the way it works. God created the family. Even a husband and wife together are the image of Jesus and His church, the body. Okay? But the family is a pattern. So your father and how he treated you and what he did is going to determine, in many respects, how you're able to relate to God as your father. And if all you saw is your father, if you saw so many people, if their father was a mean man, they think God's mean. If the father never provided and he abandoned, and listen, it might not be, now listen to me, church, you've got to hear this. The subconscious mind contains things that you're not running around thinking, my father didn't do this, and my father didn't do that, and my father didn't do that. You're not thinking that way. It's in your subconscious. But it needs to be rooted up and rooted out. Anything from your earthly father and mother will block the Holy Spirit. And siblings can block your relation to Jesus. It's, all right, listen, Jesus, big brother, he's Lord, King, Savior, right? But he said, he's the first fruit of many brethren. So he's our big brother. And he said, I no longer call you servants, but friends. If you have problems with siblings and friends, you might not relate to Jesus as one that says, I call you friend, and I'll give you everything I have. Okay? So we're going to go in those areas. A father, listen, an earthly father, is supposed to provide. He's supposed to protect. He's supposed to give security, affirm you, give you identity. Where did you get your last name from? Your father. It's identity. You're on the earth. And if he fails to do those things, you might not believe that your heavenly Father is going to provide for you. He's going to protect you. He's going to affirm you. How about wants to spend time with you? How about will never forsake you or abandon you? Okay? Conversely, Mother on the earth reflects the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, look, He does many things. He empowers us. He comforts. Who's a little baby run to? Mama. She counsels her child. She teaches them. She nurtures them. She's supposed to point them to Jesus. Those things the Holy Spirit does for us. But if your mama wasn't there, or mama had, and listen, even the good mama can hurt you somewhere, and there can be a block, a soul tie, a wound that needs to be healed, that can block you from fully accepting those things, from fully accepting the Holy Spirit's role in your life. We're talking about their role in your life. And with Jesus, a big brother, what does a big brother do? Does a good big brother protect his little brother or sister? Can you depend on your big brother? Well, you hurt my brother, I'm going to be on you. Huh? That's what it's supposed to be. You're my brother. You're my sister. Huh? I'm going to fight for you. And friend. And as a friend, you share things. In Jesus' words, for I no longer call you servants. We serve the Lord. He didn't call us servants. Friends. He relates as friends. We honor Him as King. Grateful He's our Savior. Amen? But relationally, He wants us to call Him friends. I want to be a friend of God. Amen? God? Alright. So, I want to take us through, and we're going to start with the Father. And everybody who will, just sit back in your chair. And we're going to ask the Lord what specifically you need to forgive your father for. What specifically? Not the shotgun. Specifically. If He gives you something, the Lord gives you something, then speak with your mouth, I forgive you. I forgive you.
And Randy, reinforce that we're not blaming them.
No blame.
We're taking accountability for our
get
wrong
loose.
Reaction to
yes.
our wrong response.
Exactly. We want to get untied. Okay? We're letting them go and taking our own accountability and moving on. Amen? We're going to get rid of any demons that came in there and any unholy soul ties that are tied in. Okay? Listen, I'm telling you, if you get all, first of all, if you're still blaming somebody, you're not getting freedom in that area. forget it.
Psychology.
Yeah, you're not getting any freedom in that area. We're cutting the spiritual ties to things that have wounded us. And we're going to go through this process, and once we're going to ask the Lord, go through the process, and give a moment or two, and then we're going to come to a place and we'll lead you through a prayer. Okay? And we're going to dismantle some of what's been done. Okay? Then we're going to ask God to heal any broken hearts. And then we're going to ask the Lord to speak to you. The Father can communicate. It's all through the Holy Spirit. Now listen, Jesus said, if you abide in me, if you abide in my word, and my words abide in you, the Father and I will come and live in you. It's through the Holy Spirit. But Father can talk to you as the Father, and Jesus can talk to you as the Son, and the Holy Spirit can talk to you on his own accord. But listen, Jesus said, I want to do what the Father showed me. Okay? Huh? Holy Spirit's representing both. Okay? So we're just going to see what the Lord will say. Okay? Now, if you're not hearing from God, I'm just telling you, as an exercise, so when we begin to ask and say, Lord, would you speak to me? Tell me what you want to say. If you don't hear from me, then you write down what area, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and then you walk your life out and say, okay, Lord, what I need to forgive mom for you. What I need to forgive dad for you. Okay? And you work that forgiveness and then repentance in your life. Amen? Alright, let me pray first. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your body of Christ. I thank you for children that love you. I thank you, Lord, that your children hear your voice. Your promise is your sheep. Hear your voice. And no other voice shall they hearken to. Now, I thank you, Father, that all who will, it's their desire to sincerely forgive. It's their desire to walk in relationship with you. And I thank you, Lord, that you get yourself some glory in helping your people in Jesus' name. I bind the enemy from any interference. I bind all visualizations. I bind all spoken words that would hinder. I thank you, Father, for the blood of the Lamb of God and your warring angels that stand between us and any work of darkness. In Jesus' name, amen. So now say with me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to show me any specific incidents I need to forgive my Father for. Now close your eyes and just listen to the Lord and take a moment. When He gives it to you, just say, I forgive you. Really? And this isn't something we're striving for. We're just asking God. If He shows, He shows. Okay? We don't have to strive to remember things. You're not trying to pull something up. We're just simply asking God to communicate with us. Amen? I'm going to tell you the greatest thing that ever happened for any of our lives is that we learn to be communicators with the living God. Hear His voice. See what He shows. And deliver lives accordingly. Now say, Father,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
I do forgive.
My earthly father. And if this applies to you, any stepfathers, if it applies to you, say it. Any stepfather, you say it. And any other man that was a father figure that hurt me, I release them. I'm not going to charge them. I'm not charging them now, and I'm not charging them on the day of judgment. I put their sins on the cross with my own. In Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I break unholy soul ties with my Father. In Jesus' name. If this is you, I break unholy soul ties with my stepfather. Say, in the name of Jesus, I send those souls where they belong. Call mine back to me. Covered in the blood of Jesus. I break any demonic bridges between me and my Father. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I renounce every lie that's been built up in my soul that would deny you as a great provider, as great security, as the one that affirms me, as the one that protects me, as the one that loves me, that wants to spend time with me, as one who'll never abandon me, as one who'll never forsake me, as one who gives me identity. I receive Your name.
Your name.
I'm in your family. Now I receive the truth that you do provide for me. You will protect me. You will give me identity. You will spend time with me. You do delight in me. I'm the apple of your eye. I receive that truth in Jesus' name. And now in Jesus' name, I command every spirit that blocks me from the revelation of you as my Abba, as my Daddy, to go in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Let him go. Let him go. In the name of Jesus, that rejection, in the name of Jesus, that caused them to feel rejected by the Father, I break your power. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. I break the curse of the bastard in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Abandonment, fear, fear of abandonment, fear of rejection. Get out in the name of Jesus. Go, go. Unholy judgment. Get out. Take a deep breath. Get rid of the rejection. Get rid of the anger. Get rid of the fear. Get rid of the bitterness. In the name of Jesus, bitterness towards the fathers. In the name of Jesus, go, go, go. Every unclean spirit that came in through their fathers, I take your power in the name of Jesus. All abandonment, go, go, go. Insecurity, in the name of Jesus. You liar that says the Father won't be there. You liar that says the Father is mean. Get out in the name of Jesus. Say, I know, Father God, that you love me and your correction is meant to help me, not destroy me. And you have no evil intent. I receive the truth that you will correct me because you love me, not to harm me. Now take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. 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 Let him go. In the name of Jesus, you mean man. You cruel spirit. You cruel messenger. In the name of Jesus. So I forgive my Father for every word of death spoken over me. And I break the power of those words in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Let them go. In the name of Jesus, we break the power of those words. Every demeaning word that came from the Father, I break your power. From any man as a father image, in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I forgive my Father for not showing me you. Not show me how you should look. In the name of Jesus, I release him. Now take a deep breath. Every distorted spirit, every image that brings a distorted image of the Father. Now all remaining spirits, in the name of Jesus, that the Lord ordains to go right now. Get out in the name of Jesus. Go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Deep seat of rejection. Root of rejection. I pull you up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Take a deep breath. Let him go. Let him go. Just a deep breath. Thank you, Lord. Receive God's love as he pours in. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I receive your healing.
I receive your healing.
To heal my broken heart.
That
came through my Father.
Every wound.
I receive healing for.
In
Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Because you promised to heal my broken heart. And bind my wounds. So I invite you, Lord, to heal me. And to take down any walls that I've put up to keep your love out. I ask you, Lord, to soften my spiritual heart that I would love you, receive your love, love myself, and love people. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Receive God's goodness and His love in the name of Jesus. Pour your love into Him, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, pour your love. Your love, your perfect love that casts out fear in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord.
Lord.
I'm asking you now, Father.
I'm asking you now, Father.
Daddy.
Daddy.
What you would tell me.
What you would tell me.
Now listen to him. If he tells you something, you might even write it down. Some of you might, he might show you something instead of that. He speaks how he wants to. We just want to be spoken. And if you don't have relational communication with the Father, you keep working forgiveness toward your earthly Father. You got a word from the Lord, enjoy that word. He loves you. Amen. He wants to speak. There's no reason God's children shouldn't hear God. You hear me? Creator of the universe, creator of every language. He wants to speak and communicate with his people. Say, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I forgive my mother.
I forgive my mother.
And any mother figure in my life.
I forgive them.
I release them.
I'm not
going to
charge them
on the day of judgment. I'm asking you, Father, in Jesus' name, to show me specifically any specific event I need to forgive my mother for. In Jesus' name. Say,
Father,
I renounce every lie
that
came because of my mother. I forgive her.
I release her.
But every lie
that will
block me
from
receiving the Holy Spirit,
as
my comforter, my counselor,
my
teacher,
the
one that would show me Jesus,
the
one that would nurture me,
the
one I could run to
when
I need help,
my
helper.
Father,
I renounce every lie
that
blocks me
from
receiving Holy Spirit.
And
I receive the truth
that
Holy Spirit
will
comfort me,
will
teach me,
will
counsel me,
will
show me Jesus,
will
nurture me,
will
never abandon me,
always
wants to be with
me,
is in
me,
but wants to communicate,
wants
to have fun together, fellowshipping with me. And that
Holy Spirit
will
correct
me
and
convict me. Say,
Lord,
I forgive
Mom
wherever
she failed
to correct
me.
And even my
father,
where
he failed
to correct
me.
I forgive Mom
if
she belittled
me
and corrected
me
harshly.
And I
renounce
the lie
that
said
Holy Spirit would
do that.
And I renounce the lie
that
says
the Holy Spirit
would belittle
me.
I break those
lies.
And I receive
the truth
that
Holy Spirit
will convict
me
because
He loves
me.
And
now
in the
name of Jesus,
I break
ungodly soul
ties
with
my mother
and any
mother
figure.
I
send their souls
where they
belong.
I call
mine back
to me,
covered
in the blood of
Jesus.
Lord,
I'm asking
you
to heal
any
wounds
that
came from
my mother.
And I command
every
spirit
that
blocks me
from
receiving
the
fullness
of
Holy Spirit
in
my
life
to
go
in
Jesus'
name.
Now
take a deep
breath.
Get out.
Get
out
in the
name of Jesus.
And all
false comforters,
come out
of them too
in
the name of Jesus.
False
comforters,
say,
I repent,
Lord.
For
turning to
false
comforts.
I command those spirits
to go.
Now take
a deep
breath.
Get
out
in the
name of Jesus.
Get out,
get out, get out,
get out,
get out.
All
false comforts. In the
name of
Jesus. All
false
comforts. In
the
name of Jesus.
Rejection
from mother.
I
break your
power
in the name
of
Jesus. Every
spirit that
blocks
the
conviction
of
the
Holy Spirit.
Every
spirit
that blocks
the
teaching
of
the Holy Spirit.
Say,
Lord,
I want
to
be teachable.
I repent
for
being unteachable. I
break
the power
of
the unteachable
spirit
in
Jesus'
name.
Now
take a deep breath.
Let her
go.
Let her
go.
Come on
out. Unteachable.
Come on out.
Rejection
that made
unteachable.
I break
your power.
Go,
go, go,
go, go.
Get
out
in the name
of Jesus.
Fear of
the
Holy Spirit.
I break
your power
in
the name of
Jesus.
Go,
go,
go.
Uncomforted
in
the
name
of Jesus.
Refuse
to be comforted.
I break
your power
in the
name of
Jesus.
Won't
be comforted.
I break
your power.
Go,
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 go.
All
the grief
in the morning
that came
in through
the Father.
Honey,
over there.
So you are.
The
every
spirit of
grief
that came
in through
the father
and
the mother,
I break
your power.
Get out
in
the
name of Jesus.
Go,
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 go.
All
spirits
that lie
about
the Holy
Spirit,
you get
out.
Every
false
Holy Spirit,
I break
your power.
There is
one
true
Holy
Spirit
that
every
counterfeit,
every
spirit
that
would
counterfeit
the Holy
Spirit,
get out
in
the
name
of
Jesus.
Say,
I renounce.
All
lying,
counterfeit spirit,
any spirit
that
would
masquerade
as
the Holy
Spirit,
you
gotta
go.
I
break
ungodly
soul
ties
with
anybody,
anywhere,
in
which
I
obtain
another
spirit,
even
one
that
came as
another
Holy Spirit
or
another
Jesus.
Get out In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Let them go. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, you lying spirit. Every spirit that say sin was okay. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Every justifying spirit. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on up and out. In the name of Jesus. It's unsaid free. It's free indeed. Let them go. In Jesus' name. Now say, Father. Raise your hand. Say, Lord.
Lord.
I'm asking you to heal me
of every wound
from my mother. Heal my heart where it was broken. I invite you. If there's a wall, I give you permission to tear it down and heal me and soften my heart that I would receive your love. Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. I say, Father,
Father,
Holy Spirit,
in the name of Jesus,
I forgive any siblings, any friends that have hurt me. In the name of Jesus, I release them. I'm not charging them. In Jesus' name. Say, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Father, to show me where any friend or any sibling hurt me that I need to forgive them and release them. I'm asking in Jesus' name. Close your eyes and listen to the Lord. A husband or wife is supposed to be your best friend. Could have been them. Could have been the ones that are gone. Say, Father, I release them. I put their sins on the cross with my own. I've hurt people too. So I forgive them. I'm not going to charge them. Not now. Not on the day of judgment. In Jesus' name. I renounce every lie that would tell me that Jesus, who is Lord, King, and Savior, is not my big brother, who protects me, who would fight for me. I reject every lie that says he doesn't call me friend. Every lie that blocks friendship. And I receive the truth that Jesus is my Lord, is my Savior, is my King. But he's my big brother. And he's my friend. And I receive him as such. I break ungodly soul ties with every friend, every sibling that hurt me, that wounded me, in the name of Jesus, or that I wounded. And Father, I release them. I send their souls where they belong. I call mine back to me, covered in the blood of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you to bless them. Bless my father and mother if they're alive. I'm asking you, Father, if they're alive, any of these people, that you bless them. If they're dead, I hope they're in heaven with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I now command every spirit that blocks me from full relationship with Jesus to go. In Jesus' name. Come on out of them. Come on out. Come on out. You who came for siblings, come on out now in the name of Jesus. You who came for being picked on, the rejection that came from siblings, I break your power. Rejection from siblings, get on out. Rejection from brother, rejection from sister, rejection from big brother, rejection from little sister. Get out in the name of Jesus. Big sister, go on out. Get out in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that took on the name of their fathers, get out. Every spirit that took on the name of their mothers, get out. Every spirit that took on the name of their siblings, get out. Every spirit that's taken on the name of their friends, get out. Every spirit that's taken on the name of their ex-husbands, get out. Every spirit that's taken on the name of their ex-wives, get out. Get out. Go, go, go. Let God's people go in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now say, Lord, raise your hands to heaven. If you will. Lord, I'm giving you permission to heal my heart where it's been broken by siblings or friends. Lord, I'm giving you permission to tear down the walls and soften my heart. Lord, I want a heart of flesh that you can use and not a heart of stone. So right now in Jesus' name, I command, even as perfect love comes in, that broken-hearted, wounded-hearted, Shattered heart spirit. Have to leave. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Get out broken heart. Get out wounded heart. Get out shattered heart. Get on out now in the name of Jesus. Let God's people go. You don't belong here. Get out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for healing them. Heal their mind. Heal their soul. Heal them. Heal their emotions, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, I want you to heal me. I give you permission. I'm asking you, according to your covenant, and my repentance, and my confession, that you're Lord of all, you're the healer, that you would heal my mind, heal my emotions, in the name of Jesus. Now take a deep breath, Lord. I just thank you for healing them. I thank you, Father, for the breath of life that pours into your people in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your great mercy and your great love and perfect love that casts out fear and love that conquers all and love that covers a multitude of sins. And I thank you that your love should be shed abroad in their hearts all the days of their life, Father. Acceptance in the Beloved. Say, I am accepted.
I am accepted.
In the Beloved.
In the Beloved.
That's the truth.
That is truth.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.